From Studio 65 in a what a surprise, it's still raining national capital. Welcome to Season 6, Episode 3 of the Sense College for Wednesday, November 1st, 2017. I'm Cardinal. Bannon Canuck are here as well. We're about 10% into the season, and it seems the system isn't quite as fully functional as we were expecting it to be. Key player injuries could be the reason, but the team seems to be playing worse since the return of EK65, and that doesn't seem to make much sense. We'll talk about that in a bit, but first, congratulations to the Belleville Sens on finally getting their home opener tonight. They're playing Syracuse. It's the second period. They're behind by a goal. And Pan just pointed out to me that two goals from Syracuse are both by Corey Conacher. So.
Well, then.
Pretty much that's what it is. At least the studio isn't flooded after the rain earlier this week.
Yeah, good thing we moved up to the second
floor. I know at least one person who did get flooded from that. So
three people at work.
Yeah. Oosh.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
It was rough.
Well, I mean, it was as bad as the one we had back in August where we got 100 millimeters of rain in a day, and then we did it again.
Yeah.
So, nasty.
Didn't this spring start off with like a 100-year flood?
Yeah. And it just hasn't stopped. Well, I was actually thinking if the flooding started getting really bad, why don't they just refill the canal? Take some pressure off the Rideau River, because the canal's empty. So, you can fill it. Anyway, there you go. Local reference. Boys, we're back. And we're back. It wasn't like 3 weeks, but
it was two.
It was two. That's all right. Better than last year.
Yep.
And we had good reasons for it. We have an awful lot to talk about. Anything else you want? Anything you want to talk about first?
Well, I can just say it's a small world after all.
Yeah, it looks like you guys had a fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a small world after all.
And so that giant chocolate sundae that you posted.
Oh, you mean diabetes?
Yeah. Of course, your wife is just like, he didn't make a dent in it. I'm like, I would have polished that thing off in 5 minutes.
Well, that's what ice cream is for.
So what we're talking about is I just got back from my honeymoon. It was in Walt Disney World. And we got the deluxe dining plan, which basically means you get three sit-down meals a day. And every sit-down meal has an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert.
It's America.
How do you have that for breakfast?
Well, it's kind of hard for breakfast, but how do you have that three times a day? It's just,
Well, if you're walking around all day.
We did our best.
If you're waiting in line all day.
No, we didn't do too much.
Oh, no, okay.
Wasn't too bad?
It was great, though. We just eating all these crazy restaurants all around the world in hashtag. And
it's brilliant, though.
It's fun.
Haven't been there in...
I haven't.
Yeah, we didn't go there, eh?
Nope.
No. I haven't been to Walt Disney World since it was only the Magic Kingdom. That's how long ago it was. Mm-hmm. I was a child, but there was no Epcot, there was no Universal, there was nothing.
It's in black and white, too.
It was. Yeah. And we had to walk there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Uphill.
And the wood roller coasters, yeah.
I love wood roller coasters.
I do too. There's one in Wonderland. It's fantastic.
That's the Mine Buster, isn't it?
The gold mine one?
Mine Buster.
Yeah, one. Yeah.
That was fun.
I like that one a lot.
The one at La Ronde is fun too, in Montreal.
Yeah, that one I haven't been to.
It's good.
Forever, if ever. Because
They're a little shaky. Adds to the feeling of danger, at least.
Yeah.
So you had fun. That's good.
Great time.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Great time.
I don't have anything interesting. I haven't done it in the past couple of weeks.
And hopefully your wife is comfortable enough with flying now. So
well, you
March
know.
2nd.
What's March 2nd?
Vegas.
Oh, gosh.
I knew where that was going in a nanosecond. I know where that's going, yeah.
I've tried to convince 50 people to go to this thing.
You said two episodes ago you weren't going. Now you're going to go.
Vegas?
Yeah. You said you didn't want to go to Vegas. You were done with it. Yeah, you were
I was just there in August.
Waffle. I think, honestly, Craig Medaglia, on his personal account, definitely not the senator's official account, did mention that with how Vegas has been playing and everything else, it's really a good Cinderella story. It's just unfortunate that their Twitter guy has really kind of tainted the good feelings.
Yeah.
Because
there have been some
jerks.
Well, there have been some certainly going, what are you thinking moments from their Twitter account. Honestly, what are you thinking? Or are you just not? That might be the other
thing. And every single thing that they do, it's like, hey, we're undefeated in the shootout. It's like, it's old.
Yeah.
Yes, I know it's your first year. You're 1-0, so you're undefeated in the shootout forever.
Whoop-de-doo. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Nope.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Let's go.
Game on!
Oops. Actually, I forgot something, as usual. Me being forgetful. I forgot the housekeeping part. So housekeeping.
Oh, yeah.
Just before we get into game stuff, podcast at sensecollapse.com is the email address. The forums are at sensecollapse.com. The game threads are going on. The game, the hockey pool has been going well.
Say that as you're apparently leading the thing.
Am I? It shows you how much attention I pay. No, I noticed there's a lot of people taking part in it. That's kind of fun, actually.
That reminds me of a pool on Twitter I agreed to join.
Oh.
And I missed the draft and I haven't done anything.
So you auto drafted? So
I guess I just auto drafted. I went in and looked the other day and I'm winning the thing. You
know? this is fantasy football or?
This is
no, it's hockey.
Oh, hockey. Okay.
Mr. Grenier?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm
not going to manage this. I'm not going to do it.
I thought it was like a pick them and forget them, but it's not. It's like an active manage. Like, why am I like perfect?
It's the Yahoo one, which is great. Oh. It's a good one.
It is a good one, but it's a lot of work.
So you auto-drafted, you've done nothing, and you're doing well.
And that's good. Leading the pack.
That's good. That's good.
Never try.
Yeah. Also, our waiver wire is 1-844-SCU-6565. There we go. All right, now we can talk about
games. We also have two beers left, so.
Yeah.
Donate to the show, donators.
There you go. Yeah, we're running a little low on beer, but tonight's episode is brought to you by Okanagan Springs Brewery. We have the Summer Weissen.
Pally Alley.
And Moose Piss.
The Apricot Summer Weissen, to be specific, which doesn't seem to be
fun. Not terrible.
That's not bad.
Saved it.
Not even a drop on the table.
Oh, now there is.
Wow, you are tired today. It's easy to make you laugh.
This is good quality audio right here.
7 in the morning.
It's not bad. Anyway, over to you.
From where I believe we left off, I'm not exactly sure if we got all these games right. But
oh, well, if we talk about a game a second time, it's better than not talking about it at all.
I might have missed a couple, but that's fine. Leafs at Sens. I think that's where we stopped.
Think so.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. I do think so.
Okay. So Battle of Ontario.
Just win.
Big game, just win.
Saturday night.
National audience.
A lot of blue.
And you know what?
I know they're saying 60-40 blue.
And what really terrified me is, you know, the half an hour segment on Hockey Night in Canada before? They featured the Senators and Erik Karlsson and a whole playoff run thing. And I thought, oh, crap.
We're doomed.
Yeah. We're doomed.
And I saw that after. Yeah. That was really well done.
It was really good.
What was I doing that night? I missed that bit.
Probably working.
No, I don't think so.
Dinner?
Yeah, probably having. I watched later
was
on.
Was that the game you were cooking dinner for? No, that was a Vancouver game. Because you couldn't go to the game with Canuck.
Yeah, I was cooking.
I didn't go. I watched at home.
No. Anyway, sorry.
Jeez, you were pretty busy the next day, man.
he was really busy, but the other two of us were kind of busy too. I seem to recall.
No, this is.
Oh no, this is week after.
Oh, okay. I'm getting one.
This is the day before he left.
Oh, okay. All right. Next.
So next. You haven't even started.
No,
yet.
You.
Nope. So it's just So I think it was honestly probably 80% blue there. It was bad.
How perfect.
It was embarrassing. 5-3 win.
6-3.
6-3
win. 6-3 win. Show's free, guys. Come on. Goals. Thompson, Dzingel, Brassard times 2.
Yes.
Stone with the clutchiest of clutch goals ever.
That was the 7 second after.
Timeout. Boom. Steals it from everyone. He also got an empty netter. Toronto goals, JVR, Matthews, Nylander, all in the third period.
Right.
And all very close together. So again, good timeout and a huge road win for the Sens.
In their own building.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. That was fun.
So, it was fun. That game could not really have gotten better. I know one of my, I'm the friend of the family.
Well, we let them come back a little bit, but whatever.
Yeah.
It was a tease.
And even though Leaf fans are saying like this is the most boring game ever, I'm like, I was not bored at all.
Well, they were finding it boring because they weren't
Matthews Austin Matthews said it was a boring.
Well, he's accustomed to being exciting and winning, and he couldn't do it.
So. Yeah.
Blah. Wah. Next.
Senators are so boring.
Thank you.
Nice.
There you go. But, and I did buy friends for it's. I'm the friend of the families. They're from Southern Ontario, Southwest Ontario, really. And I was just like, just message him. I was like, you know, and he's like 22, something like that. Like, for your case, I'm happy that Matthew scored because that was a nice goal.
It was a pretty goal, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So Matthew scores. Great. You also lost.
Yeah.
Win-win.
Bonus.
Next game, Kings at Sens, 3-2 shootout loss. Condon in.
Didn't they tie this? Oh, well, I don't want to steal your thunder. Go ahead.
You just did.
Goals by Phaneuf and Thompson. Thompson again.
That was the Phaneuf goal from out at the blue line, which was just, it was a combination of howitzer and seeing eye goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I'm seeing these games like from like the last few minutes of every game because usually I'm coming back and winding down and like tuning in.
Busy week. Like, please focus on your wife and not these hockey games.
I did.
Good plan. Good plan.
Smart. Starting off strong. Kings goals. Very early by Martinez. And Kempe called for the pass. Caught Condon with just a minute over left in the game. Blown point.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So they're saying Condon misplayed it. He didn't misplay it. What's his name? Kempe called for it.
And he's kind of good. This just in.
Well, Kempe's a rookie.
He's a rookie, but he's a very good one.
But still. Yeah. Pass. Because I could hear, especially on the replay, you can hear Carlson just yelling reverse. But it was too late. The puck was already gone because he passed it to Kempe, who shot it into the empty net. Not a misplay. It was just a bring dead play.
Luckily, we'll never see one of those again in this recap.
Blown point. Blown regulation overtime win. Lost in the shootout. I don't care about shootouts. It was a mess of a game.
Our team doesn't care about shootouts either, apparently.
Yeah. But like, I'm not going to evaluate the success of this team on that.
Well, no, shootout. It was just...
Well, we should get a shootout playoff specialist.
Yeah. It's an oddity.
Well, yes, we should. Daniel Alfonson, come on.
Bobby Ryan, please get well soon.
But no, just bring down Alfie for the shootout. So that was a mess of a game. Flyers at Sens. So I went to this game with Sens Cat Barstool, who's new to the forums that Sens Cat brought around.
Or
Barberstool.
Sens Cat was in town?
Yeah.
I didn't even know this. I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, well, terribly sorry. Would have if I had known, I would have attempted to at least say hello.
She lives closer now.
Oh, she's in Kingston now.
Oh.
But Mackenzie, who we met in Calgary, was in town.
Oh, okay.
So he kind of organized this, and then Sens Cat decided to come down. They'll be back down again at some point.
Right on.
So, so that was a lot of fun. We sat in 113 row F, right under the TSN box.
Yeah.
And I forgot about the vortex.
Oh, the glass vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Yeah, that's annoying.
Center line out, I couldn't see.
Oh, so you're
it was really low.
That's bad. It's unfortunate.
So, yeah, I forgot to check on that stuff.
Oops.
This game, everyone's sick. I was giving the team a pass on this game.
Okay.
Because everyone was sick. Like, Terse was missing, and there's some other issues here. 5-4 win!
They didn't make it easy on themselves, but it was a 5-4 win.
That they did not.
I remember this. Sure.
Start the guard.
Sens goals, Phaneuf, Boro. What? Mm. Pajot, good to get Pajot one finally. Stone and Pyatt.
Was this the game that Stone took the pass from Dzingel and put it on his backhand with his back to the net and scored? That was a pretty cool. You could tell the goaltender was going, "You're kidding. He's facing the other way."
Neuvirth was not very good.
That was a
beauty of a goal.
I watched that one going, I can't believe, yeah, I can. It's him. Okay, fair enough. Hey. Okay, fine.
So Flyers goals, Voracek, Konecny, or Konecny, I can't pronounce.
Travis Konecny.
Konecny.
Konecny, former Ottawa 67.
Yeah. Provorov and Couturier, of course.
Oh, that's right.
So 3 goal leads turned to 1 goal leads twice in this game.
Mm.
What happened to the system?
The system is down.
With that, too, one save that Anderson made was actually behind the goal line.
Yes, that one came out after the game that it was technically over the line, but they couldn't see the puck, so it was inconclusive.
No, the judgment was that it was intent to blow.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oops. So we got away with that one. And
well, for the first time in how
many... And there was another goal called back in regards to goalie interference. I 100% agreed it was goalie interference because I somehow understand this rule now.
Wow, we got a Carey Price call?
No, the goalie interference was goalie interference.
No, the intent to blow,
yeah.
Carey Price call. How many have we had against Montreal like that? Where yeah, I was going to blow it. So finally, we get one back. I'm okay with that.
Finally, a good challenge on that one. Gudas hit on Weidman.
Oh, the dumbass that Gudas
was. There wasn't.
I haven't
heard anything.
I don't think there was. And Weidman did miss a game with it too.
And this guy is a repeat offender. Mm-hmm. He's known to be a repeat offender. And yeah, pass. Go ahead. Do that. Not impressed. George Parros, got to say, not impressed with that. Not impressed with that at all.
I think that's his first miss.
It's a pretty obvious miss.
Yeah.
It's a pretty obvious miss. That's
I don't
that's
know
what
if
I'm,
he turned or whatnot, but I didn't hear anything out of it. So yeah, so that was that. Sens had Devils back to back. Everyone's still sick. Smith did come back in this game too. He was also wearing the A above D on.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yes.
Because I would honestly think the D on should be the primary A. I know they gave it to Stone.
Hmm.
So maybe just shaking things up.
Dunno.
Sure. That's fine. 5-4 shootout loss.
But it's how they got to the shootout.
Yeah.
So back-to-back, Condon's back in. Sweet, sweet play by DiDomenico on the Hoffman goal.
Oh, yes.
The one where the TV kicked out.
What?
On the live play?
Yeah.
TV kicked out right as DiDomenico was dangling around the boards. He missed the goal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what, they showed
we
it
saw, the we showed on the replay, but from bird's eye view, I think they just lost a camera for a second.
Oops. Technology. It's a wonderful thing.
Oops.
Odulia gets his first as a Sen. Stone and DiDomenico score in the last minute and 15 seconds. Clutch.
Yeah, that's right.
How often do you see that? You're down by two, you pull the goalie, and you actually pull it off and get,
two goals. Yeah.
I mean,
that was exciting.
It's a thing of beauty to watch any team do that.
Yeah, that was quite exciting.
So clutch comeback to get the point.
Hey.
Again, and give them a pass on the roadie for the same reasons as last game.
3 points out of four in a back-to-back. I'll take that every time.
That's fine, yeah. Jersey goals by Hayes, Henrik, Gibbons, and Severson. I don't know any of these guys, except for Henrik. Well, Habs, that sense.
And then?
And no one then. 8-3. Embarrassment, pathetic loss.
I think the entire team was just flatlined with whatever's going through that dressing room. Because
it's got to, yeah.
Everybody, and I do mean everybody.
Loro just brought his dog in. The dog's like a witch doctor, apparently, of luck. Oh. It's his lucky dog.
It's one of the ones that's named after a rifle, I think.
Riley?
Oh,
I know way too much about this team.
It's a very, very good shotgun.
But anyways. So Boro looked fine during the pre-skate, or practice, I should say. Takes a pre-skate. Max McCormick's up, just in case. Boro's sick out of the game. Or out before the game, so they had to play McCormick. Yay. 6D.
Yeah, because he was originally intending to play 7D. That's right.
Yep.
Didn't go well.
Well, let's see. Worst game that I've ever seen Carlson play.
Well, -6 on the night.
And like, it was just bad. And Anderson was not sharp at all. I don't know what happens, how you don't get up to the game. Maybe because Carey Price wasn't playing, threw off Anderson for whatever reason. I don't know. It was a 1-year anniversary of his game in Edmonton last year.
Yeah, that's right.
Just some emotions on that. Absolutely zero explanations for it. Glad the coach took the blame for it.
Yeah, first thing
rightfully he should.
First thing he said was, "This one's on me."
Yep.
I could sum up this game with this song.
No, no, no. It's the other one. Not that one. It's the other one.
No, this is when you don't bid and he just falls right off.
Oh, okay. You're falling off the cliff?
Because
okay,
that game did start very, very early with, who was it? Was it Pyatt?
Yeah, 20 some odd seconds into the game.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, we've got this now.
Not so much.
No.
Not so much.
No. So was it? We're now giving NHL rookies not only their first NHL goals, but their first two.
Those Montreal celebrations by Hudon or whatever. He scored. Yeah. Like, what on earth are you doing?
Yeah.
Playing up to the fan base.
Like, I guess they're not used to winning, so I guess I kind of get it. But no, they weren't even winning at that point.
No. That was their first one in a while.
Mama said there'd be days like this.
Yeah. So Hudon got two. Pacioretty got one off an Anderson giveaway.
Yeah, that was a bad. Bit of an oops.
At which point I did tweet out the goalie coach, just fix it. I don't know if he blocked me. I probably should.
I blocked. No, I didn't.
Lekkonen gets two. Galchenyuk, Gallagher, and friggin' turtleneck. Rounded out.
Alexei Yashin?
And Thomas Plekanec.
Oh, okay.
Well, what were we talking about earlier, Penn? You said
that, don't embarrass yourself?
Oh, no, but what happens on a game after Anderson has a bad game? What happens?
He's incredible in the next game.
Yeah. And what was the other question you had?
What happens after Carlson has an embarrassing game like this?
And we're like, I don't know. Has he ever had one?
It's never happened.
It was the worst game he's ever had. Yeah. And he also owned up to that too. He's like, yeah, some days I've had bad games, but usually when I have bad games, not absolutely everything goes wrong.
Well, I can tell you what happens. His wife makes him dress up as Princess Leia.
Yeah, correct. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, like I texted to you guys too. It's like, I really, these pictures of their Halloweens really makes you wonder what their bedtime fun time is.
Moving on.
That's why he's a private guy. But yeah, no, as you mentioned earlier.
He's pointing at me.
Max McCormick.
Total time on ice. 1 minute for that game. I believe.
Yep.
I believe I'm correct on that. I don't have a box score in front of me, but I believe I'm correct.
And he ended up, I know that.
Was this after a fight? Okay, that went over your head. Get it? Total time he's lying on the ice?
Oh. I don't know. But.
No. Yeah, that one did go over.
Did he get 2-5-10?
No, 2-2-10.
Okay, the ref was very, very lenient for both teams on this because McCormick just dropped his gloves and started punching a guy in the face. Someone else jumped in because McCormick is punching a guy in the face, took him off to the side to get him off his teammate.
Yeah, 2-2-10 for McCormick and the other players each got two.
Right. Okay, because that should have been third man in if it was a fight.
Mm-hmm.
So the ref got lenient with it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just say, I'm not going to throw you guys out, but you guys...
You're done for a while.
Settle. Yeah.
Well, McCormick was then in the penalty box for 12 minutes or 14 minutes. Yeah. And
probably should have been thrown out of the game for that.
Correct, but then it could have caused a war.
Throwing out of the game?
Because the other guy would have been third man in, and he's out of the game automatically.
Oh, I see.
And then you're going to try to get retribution. I think it was good management by the referee on that point.
Hmm. I can't argue that.
Max McCormick is the absolute opposite of Chris Neal.
He's got all his teeth. He frowns when he drives away. Like what?
He tries to be the energy guy. He tries to be the glue guy. He wants to be the guy that rallies a team together. And he just keeps doing the absolute opposite.
Yeah, so Chris Neal knew how to do that. Now, Chris Neal knew how to do that after being in the NHL a long time.
Yeah, he was doing it right from the start.
Yeah. The early years of Chris Neal, it was not always proper opportunity. It wasn't always necessarily the right time and place, but it, being a fan favorite, he got away with it. I'm not being critical, and I think I'm being honest on that one. It wasn't always the right place, and I mean, last year there were a lot of people critical that he wasn't doing it at the right time. He wasn't doing the right thing at the right time.
He just couldn't keep up anymore.
So.
But. I don't remember Chris Neal ever dropping the gloves and start punching a guy in the face without him also dropping the gloves. In the same year that he starts a fight from standing on the bench. And another time that he just punches a guy out with him not dropping the gloves, which he also did in Belleville.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't
think I'm not a fan of Max McCormick.
I think he's trying a little too hard to do something he's not really all that good at.
Right, because he also doesn't win fights.
Well, he's not that big. Well, I mean, Chris Neal isn't the biggest guy in the world, but yet, yeah, again, experience. So,
been watching that Goon movie.
Still the no, fight. No, because Goon does the opposite. In the first movie, what's his, the not the Wolverine guy, but the antagonist in the first movie?
Yeah.
That's what Max McCormick is doing. He's not doing what the Goon guy is doing.
Okay. Gotcha.
There was more than one Goon movie?
There's two.
It just came out the second. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen either one, so that's why you caught me off guard.
Now, the big disappointment out of all of this, Sens are 0-2 at home when Japan Droids is not played. You know who you are.
Ooh, there's a shot.
Hey. Shots fired.
Stats are stats, man.
What's the Baltimore score?
I don't know.
I have to look that up.
I don't even know if Tarzan Boy could have saved that last game.
That was awful.
Nothing would have saved that last game.
So again, this game.
Alfie wouldn't have saved that last game.
Montreal scored 22 goals in 11 games going into this. You let them score 8 and you let them score 8.
Oh, the whole team played badly. So, but they also scored well in their next game that they played.
No, this is the last game that they've played.
Then it was the one before that they scored a bunch. They've had two high scores. 5-4
shootout loss?
No, the Habs have scored a lot in their last two games played.
They're coming around, but with that, so a couple things. First, this could be absolutely nothing. A nothing game. Just don't do it again. Second, thank God this wasn't the outdoor game.
Oh yeah.
That would have been bad.
Oh.
Is that the next time the two teams meet?
Probably.
I don't know. I honestly think so.
This could be a blessing in disguise then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if the outdoor game's a revenge game.
Oh. Imagine freezing your ass outside for
an 8-3 loss, getting Olaid out of the building. I left. Yeah. I did not want to get Olaid. I'm like, these guys are done.
I have to say, I was listening to the game on the radio, and the in-house microphone system, like you hear so much of what's going on in the building when you're listening to it on the radio, more than on the television, I find. I didn't hear a single Olaid. Honestly, I was going, why aren't I not hearing any of these?
They didn't do much of it.
Yeah, I was kind
of
surprised.
It was fairly empty. I think a lot of it was weather.
Oh, that's true.
Because I think
the rain.
Being a Monday, probably a lot of people from Montreal bought tickets to take the day off, go to game, come back.
And
the rain that we had was incredible.
Horrific.
And it goes towards Montreal, so there's not a chance that you could drive for 2 hours to get here. We're there on the 29th.
Of November. November. And then the outdoor game is the 12th of December?
16th.
16th. Close. All right. We'll see. So we'll see.
Just don't do that in the outdoor game.
Yes.
Learn from it. Don't do it again.
Got some time to learn. The problem is the team's going to have a very big break in their schedule coming up when they go to Sweden. Because they only play two games back-to-back in Sweden in, 10 days?
Really?
Yeah. Because they have to get over there, get acclimatized to the time change and everything else, play two games, and then come back.
Carlson's going to be busy as hell with all the media.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, they play here Saturday.
Clayson might be, too, being Swedish. Mm.
I'm having,
that's right.
Three
Swedes.
Carlson's.
Oh, he'll be the center of attention for sure.
Attention for everything.
Well, Colorado has it too.
I'm thinking Hogberg might be the guy to go. They're going to bring a third goalie?
Well, I think so.
Who is Swedish?
Well, actually,
in reality, it should be Hammond. Hammond's played very well.
Randy Lee said that he'd been called up because Hogberg's been called up to Belleville.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know they're going to need a third goalie.
Yeah.
So whether
and because it's, they didn't say it's Hammond, one, it's either a trade, or two, they might just bring him.
Yep, could be.
So
let him go home.
Yep.
Show him off. Give him an NHL salary for 2 weeks. Make him happy.
Yep. So yeah, because what is that? Yeah, Vegas on Saturday, then Friday. So 6 days off. Mm. Colorado was probably in the same boat with that.
Yeah, it's just going to be a hell of... That's the reason this and this big break to go there with all the days off to at the beginning and end is why we have 19 back-to-backs on the schedule.
What nationality is Landeskog? Isn't he Swedish?
Swedish, too. Yeah. Yeah, he's a face for Colorado.
Yeah.
Until we receive him in a trade.
And what are you planning on giving up for Landeskog?
Weidman, straight up, one for one.
Oh, I thought Weidman was going for Duchesne.
And a second. So Landeskog in a second for Weidman.
Oh, I thought he was going for Duchesne.
Mm-hmm. Landeskog in a second. You throw him.
Yeah. Well, we'll throw in a second if you throw in Duchesne. Okay, so there you go.
This is kind of nice for you. We actually get a break again.
Yeah, we won't be back until December. No.
But, yeah, don't worry, because after Colorado in Sweden, we get to come back to Pittsburgh.
Do we get them on the second night of a back-to-back?
No.
Damn.
Well, because we've got 4 days off, and then we're home after a long road trip. So, trap game.
Well, the reason I ask is because Pittsburgh, I've forgotten about...
Trap game's probably good for Pittsburgh.
Well, Pittsburgh is doing really poorly in the second game of back-to-back so far this year. I was going to stall for a second.
Let's see what
their schedule is. I actually have the stats somewhere.
They are really struggling.
They are.
Yeah, let me describe this the spreadsheet while we wait for that.
Spreadsheety.
No, they're at home in Buffalo against Buffalo on Tuesday, Wednesday off, Thursday here.
There we go. Because right now, this is as of a couple of days ago, the Penguins are 0-4-0 and outscored 29-7 second game of back-to-backs. 10-1 versus Chicago, 5-4 versus Tampa Bay, 7-1 versus Tampa Bay, and 7-1 versus Winnipeg.
Well, I'd like to say ha-ha, but they're kind of weighted down by their Stanley Cup win. So
I can't hear them because I've got my Stanley Cup rings in my ears.
When you think of it now, though, because they've been around for 50 years, 10% of the time they've won. Hmm. Now it's back-ended, but...
It's heavy at one end, but yeah.
Actually, it's on YouTube. There is a documentary on the history of the Penguins. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they did it before last season, but it's...
Wasn't that a movie narrated by that guy?
That guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was narrated by a guy.
James Earl Jones.
Nope, the other guy. It's Morgan Freeman.
It's not a good movie until he says, Mother of God.
March of the Penguins. That's what you're talking about?
No,
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
But yeah, so rough week.
Yeah, hard. Now, next game is tomorrow against
Detroit.
Detroit.
So what are the keys to the season?
Feel free to keep holding that paper in front of the microphone there.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's
free. Shredder used to do it.
No, they would crumple it up.
Yeah, they would. But
actually, that was Russell, but anyway.
What was I gonna say? What are the keys to the season?
Win
against Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Win in division games.
And what else?
Win a few shootouts.
Special teams?
Well,
yeah, we special teams.
Special teams, the penalty kill is still number one or number two in the league.
Really?
Yep.
Power play's been okay.
Power play is sort of mid-pack now.
Yep. Ignoring yesterday's game, I think we had two... Power or penalty kill, or we got scored on twice in the penalty kill,
right?
And also had three shorthanded goals
before the Montreal game.
We kind of screwed the stats up a bit on that, but our
penalty kill is still very good.
So it was negative
good.
One.
our penalty kill is still very, very good.
Is it still number one?
I didn't look. You looked that up,
whatever.
Because you have more, well, let you me have just move better these keyboard.
I need to get that system going though. It took a while last year.
Yeah.
It did.
I don't remember the games being this loose defensively.
I think part of the problem right now is key injuries to key players because
we're missing a full line.
We're missing, yeah. I mean, when you think about it, we're missing a top line.
Right.
Do
you really expect Kyle Turris and Bobby Orr to score you six goals in one game? Because that's the only way we could have won
Put those two together with Clark MacArthur, and yeah, I could see them scoring six games in a bad game against the backup goalie.
And can we all chip in and get Bobby Ryan new gloves?
Just get a freaking 9-8 game going.
Seriously.
He actually has. They were talking on the radio just after it was announced that he'd broken his index finger. He actually does have more padding on the front of his fingers. Mm-hmm. He's wearing gloves that have more padding on the front of them because he said, look, I
can't add more.
Well, then he may not
drink
be able to,
your mouth.
He may not be able to bend his hands enough to hold his stick.
Boxing gloves or something.
That'd be comical. Yeah, try and score with those, Bobby. Can't even grip my stick.
But it can fight.
Softly.
Here's my phone because my computer decided not to use the internet.
Oh, that's unfortunate. So, yeah.
I'll keep looking it up.
Key injuries so far. I mean, we have Turris and Ryan out still. Turris is back in a non-contact sweater on the ice. Was that yesterday or today?
Yesterday. Or, sorry, 2 days ago. Yesterday was off.
Then it was today that I saw it tweeted that he was back on the ice in a non-contact sweater. I can't keep the days straight. Big surprise with me. Ryan's going to be out another few weeks. Zach Smith is now back. He was injured. So we're still missing most of a top line, which is unfortunate. And the problem is, I mean, I will give full credit. I will give full credit to a couple of players who I think are playing way, way above their weight class at the moment. Two in particular. One is a call-up, which is Chris DiDomenico. He is playing way above his weight class in the last little while.
Yep.
Because he's playing extraordinarily well. And kudos to him. I mean, this is the guy who left Switzerland last year to come over halfway through the season.
Yep.
Why, and was in bingo.
Why the hell, NHL.com, would I want to check the season stats starting in 1917, 1918?
Well,
I'm going to just scroll all the way up.
And the other player who I've been very impressed with, and I mean, it's one of those people who there's a lot of people who love to hate, is Tom Pyatt. Everybody, you know, a lot of people are calling him the coach's pet and everything else.
I think that's done now.
He's been really good. I mean, the game that you and I were at, I know it was earlier in the season, but holy smokes, he looked good in that game. And just watching him, his situational awareness as to what's happening and where he needs to get to is really good. And now it's not translating not only into good penalty kill, because he spends a lot of time on the penalty kill.
I've done a 180 on Nate Thompson. I get it now.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's a name that wasn't on my list, but I was going to get to. Again, he's been brilliant on the penalty kill, which is what he was brought in for. Okay. Yep. You know what? Okay. Because I was actually got into a conversation about a week ago with two Leafers who were saying, well, you know, what's your penalty? What's your fourth line good for? I mean, the fourth line, I mean, ours is scoring. Well, it was at the time. It isn't. Theirs isn't now because, well, we'll talk about the Leafs in a bit. But I said, what's a fourth line good for? Killing penalties. Fourth line players are really good at killing penalties.
You don't need to kill penalties when you don't get them called against you, though.
That too. But they've been very, very good at killing penalties.
Eddie Murphy picture of him.
I know what you're talking about. That meme.
Makes you think.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm just going to go into LTE because holy friggin' Rogers.
We're having some technical.
This is why I cap out my data.
Because my home Wi-Fi sucks.
Who provides you that?
Can't say.
Also Rogers! Following that trade.
That's why they're doing it, because they want you to max out your LTE so they can charge you more money. Yep. It's a conspiracy.
There's no data to display.
Oh, man.
NHL.
You're doing well. Moving NHL. On.
Moving on. It's really not worth the stat you're looking at.
No, yeah. It is.
You wanted to talk.
I'm determined now. So I'm kind of following that theory.
Yeah.
Thank God I used paper this week.
Well done by you.
Year over year comparisons.
Oh, this should be interesting.
Nate Thompson, 2016 with Anaheim, only played 30 games, one goal, one assist. Year to date, two goals, two assists.
On our fourth line.
Mm-hmm. Derek Brassard, all year, 14 goals, 25 assists. Year to date, six goals, five assists.
He's been the Derek Brassard we were expecting last year.
Yep, one for Mark Mathot. Cody Ceci, 2016, two goals, 15 assists. Minus 11.
Okay.
Year to date, two goals, one assist, plus zero. And this is after the last game.
This is after the last game. Well, that's
year to date.
Well, because he's at zero because Erik Karlsson took all the minuses.
But CeCe took a bad one too. But Mark Borowiecki, last year, full season, one goal, two assists. Year to date, one goal, one assist. Ryan Dzingel finished the year last year, 14 goals, 18 assists. This year, four goals, one assist.
He's been looking good too, honestly.
Dion Phaneuf, which for him was a great year, 9 goals, 21 assists. Year to date, 3 goals, 3 assists. So he's on pace for 20-ish goals.
Right wow. Now.
Which, frig, if you can get that out, fantastic.
Because he's playing on the second power play now that Erik Karlsson's back. He was on the first
but
one.
But he's also scoring even strength.
5-on-5, yeah. Yeah.
I think just keep him away from CC a little bit more, and I think they're actually better off with them separated.
Sorry.
The discipline of this team. Tom Pyatt, 0 penalty minutes. Mark Stone, 0 penalty minutes.
Oh, as Hoffman took
Cody Ceci, 0 penalty minutes.
Hmm.
Nate Thompson, 2. Freddie Claesson, 2. Bobby Ryan, 2 plus 8.
Wow.
Karlsson, 2. This and that was a BS call.
This is a great set of stats. I'm liking this.
Tourist, 2.
Wow.
Korvayevsky's leading the team with 25. Zach Smith is 7.
Now, he was out for a few games.
One's a fight, not that many. Well, still, he probably played about eight nine games.
Wow.
Discipline. Joni Oduya, 8. I'm done with him. I'm done. I've seen enough.
Oduya?
Yeah. From the track record, from what you heard in Dallas and Chicago over the end of last season, there's nothing left. Too slow.
Well, play him a set. If they keep playing 7D, they can rotate them through and keep him.
You can. You probably don't want to.
You can't with back-to-back games. You really can't with back-to-back games.
You kind of can't. Because in one of them, you manage everyone's minutes.
I was going to say you can in one of them, but I don't think I'd want to do that in both because that starts putting an awful lot of pressure on your top 9 forwards.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I think you can in one, especially the second one or the more important of the two, whichever way you want to look at it. Yeah. Yeah. Whichever
essentially Oduya's contract is a free look, but he's not. Freddie Claesson can do a lot better than him and has been doing a lot better than him.
Yeah.
And which is a good thing to have.
It's a good place for him to grow into as well. That's fine.
But yeah, we hear Mark Methot's name way too much.
We do.
Even radio brings him up. It's like, well, you know, Methot's not here anymore, so someone else has to do it.
Oh, I didn't notice that, but all right. So. Yeah. But then again, I don't listen to the post-game show.
This is morning. I don't listen to post-game after a loss. it's not worth your time.
I almost tweeted at AJ the other night. You know, AJ, I really like you and Brendan Bell and the ads. That was the best part of the post-game show was you, Brendan Bell, and the ads.
Well, like even after the Montreal game too, because I was in the car. And I think their first 5 texts were sorry about the post-game show or something like that. No, and there's just going to be a train wreck.
It was, but whatever. Moving on. Hey,
it is.
So the power
just
play.
Just do better.
Power play has been reasonable. Not stellar, but after going 0 for 17 to start the season, it's done reasonably well. It's almost one. It's about one power play goal per game. Montreal game not included. And fine. That's okay. I can live with that. The one thing I want to talk about before we move away from the Ottawa Senators was last week or last.
Can you fix my Wi-Fi?
Got a hammer?
Yeah, sorry. Keep going.
The one thing I want to talk about was last episode we were talking about Amazon and them the possibility of them bringing their world headquarters to Ottawa.
Yep.
And I said I couldn't imagine them being in LeBreton Flats because it's very landlocked. There's not a lot of space, especially to try and put 50,000 employees into office space down there. But apparently. That's part of the proposal.
It is.
Which makes me wonder if there's a modification to the Rendezvous LeBreton idea in conjunction with that.
I'm borderline to the point where they can also take out Parliament if they want to.
Well, those buildings are costing an awful lot to renovate, so we can always tear them down and build them somewhere else.
So
Canada.
Yeah.
Build a new city center.
They'll use the Canadian Tire Center.
You know,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. It's...
Nice.
That's what it's going to be, right?
Well, if they were to do that, I mean, honestly, we the three of us, we know how big that parcel of land is, all of Loretton Flats. You want to build an office complex for 50,000. That's going to be twice the size of Portage, at least. There's a nice Ottawa
it's
reference.
It'll change.
But I mean, that's a big complex. So you want to build 2 of those. you're not going to have that much space left for, I mean, you'll have space for an arena and some things, but not all the residential space and other things that Rendezvous Le Breton was proposing.
Could be called the Amazon Arena.
Maybe they took over sponsoring.
It would be.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it would be.
But I mean, I really want to see, because there's been talk in the newspaper in the last little while about...
I don't know. I think it would be Amazon Prime Real Estate. Free shipping. I don't know what you're worried about.
Are they going to have drones delivering beer to the seats too? But if they do, there's been talk in of late about what the city is willing to help fund and not willing to help fund, because one of the big problems with the Breton Flats is the ground is very contaminated. It was an industrial area. It was railway yards. It was all sorts of
dumping.
old old school industrial production. So the ground is not... Without a lot of cleanup, I certainly don't want to live there. There's way too much heavy metal and everything else in the ground at the moment. Thank you, Strong Bad. But it'll be interesting to see if that proposal does go anywhere. I doubt it will compared to everything else.
Big caveat, there are 238 bids.
Yeah, I doubt it'll go anywhere, but it's an interesting concept. But there'd be no parking. Everybody would have to take light rail. 50,000, an extra 50,000 people on light rail in rush hour. Oh, dear Lord, that would be bad.
Yeah, this last game, we really, really screwed ourselves.
Did we? Do we have a negative goal differential now?
No, but it really went down.
Yeah.
No, this is just a crap website.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
Moving on. Anything else you want to talk about with the Senators?
Apparently, our power play is fourth.
What?
I don't know what you're reading.
No, penalty kill. Penalty kill is 88.2%. We decimated ourselves last week.
Well, we'll get it back.
But that's fourth power play percentage.
We'll get it back.
12th.
There you go.
Above median. Mid-pack. Yay, that was worth the wait.
Mid-pack. That's all right. Around the league, other teams?
Freaking Rogers.
Other teams.
Vegas.
Still.
They're running on their fourth goalie.
Yes.
And their emergency call-up from Kamloops that they got from Mark Mathot.
Their first round draft. Seventh round draft pick. So he's 18.
He looked. Yeah, he just turned 19.
Yeah.
In Vegas. Have fun, kid. Go to Circus, I guess.
It's Vegas.
They're basically.
It's still the U.S.
Yeah, you can't do anything. Okay. And Circus.
You're 19. You want to be in Toronto or, you know, Ottawa or Montreal, somewhere in Canada at 19, not in Vegas, because it's 21 down there.
Yeah. So what are the chances that on Saturday we're going to play this rookie goalie? He's just going to stone the hell out of us.
Very good.
First game.
Or he'll get you. Who knows?
Vegas is riding a hot table right now.
Well, no, they've lost their last two now. Because
they rolled the dice on a lot of different goalies.
They're coming up craps.
Yeah. What's their ace in a hole?
Get out!
You're such a card. Well done.
Oh, he's flushed.
Well, they're just playing goalie roulette, that's all. Anywho, they'll probably come down to earth eventually, but they've done awfully well. The other end of the spectrum from Vegas, I mean...
Where the legal age is 21.
The other end of the spectrum is Edmonton.
Yeah.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. What's going on out there?
I think my favorite was seeing someone just say, it's like, you know what? Yeah, they should trade for Eberle and
Hall. And Hall.
What is going on with Edmonton? I've been following.
Badly.
Three wins or something like that?
Yeah, they're doing horribly.
Oh.
All that talent, and they did very well. They did much better last year, and they're just floundering this year. Like a flounder with a net, really. Mm-hmm. They're kind of flat.
Well.
What else?
What was that? Montreal has come around at least a little bit. I don't know if it's sustainable.
One game.
Well, no, they've had a couple.
Two.
Had a couple.
They beat the Rangers.
Yeah, who are floundering as well.
Yeah. When you're the sixth overall team, you really shouldn't lose to the 30th team.
Yeah.
Montreal was the 30th team when we lost to them.
Oh.
Congratulations, Arizona Coyotes, on winning.
On their first win, exactly.
Oh, geez, Edmonton's second last again.
Oops.
Arizona, Edmonton, Buffalo.
Buffalo's worse than Arizona?
Buffalo's terrible.
Okay, I didn't realize they were that bad. I've been looking at
the No. Arizona's the worst.
Oh.
Then Edmonton, then Buffalo.
Wow. I knew they were bad. I knew they were playing poorly.
Arizona has 3 points.
On the other side of the scale, the Buffalo Bills are
doing
that
by eight.
Don't forget, Sens play Arizona at the end of this month, so we'll probably give him another one.
Aren't you the positive?
Like, how are we not? I don't know of any team that we dominate.
Don't have to dominate, just have to win.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Hence win against.
Don't have to dominate, just have to win. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, no. Arizona, 3 points. Edmonton, 7. Buffalo, 8.
Oof.
Montreal, 9.
Oof.
So this is where, again, he's talking in the microphone. There's starting to be separation even in the division.
Mm-hmm. You pointed that out the other day, and I was kind of questioning, going, what? And then I actually took a look at it and went, all right, I see what you're talking about. Yeah. It's early.
It's early, but
yeah,
bury these a-holes. Yeah, because now, well, tomorrow, if we lose against Detroit, all-out loss, we are tied in points.
With
Detroit.
Oh.
And Boston's starting to come back. And Tampa's running away from it, but...
Oh.
Again, you gotta beat the beatables.
Win the winnables. Well,
yes, win the winnables can be ours because beat the beatables is taken.
Why? Who has that one?
Radio. They even knew their trademark then.
Oh, did they? Okay, so we'll go with win the winnables.
Yeah, but no, it'd be a lot better if I would feel a lot better if we had 17 points and Montreal had 7. Because a 10-point lead is pretty much unsurmountable.
Well,
especially in a Super Bowl.
CC 2016-2017 Montreal Canadiens.
We'll see. It's early.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, it's.
I'm not. I'm not hitting a
yellow card.
Yellow card.
It's yellow card.
Nice. You want to talk about Brian Boyle? Just mentioned briefly. Yeah,
so this year, Brian Boyle was diagnosed with leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
He has been cleared to play, and he has been receiving treatment via pills, I believe. So good on him. Obviously, that'll be the Masterton trophy right there.
Yeah, if he continues to play, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just do what that's
and
like.
Where is he now?
New Jersey. Jersey. Yeah, that's really going to be tough, man.
Yeah. Because it knocks you out. Well, I don't know what leukemia treatment's like. I don't have anybody in my personal circle of friends who's done that. But I have enough other cancer patients who've had treatments of other forms of cancer, which is just, hitting you with a broad axe.
Yeah.
It's just, it pummels you. So if he can manage it with that, wow, impressive. Mm-hmm. And keep playing? I mean, if you can manage it, period. But if you can manage it and keep playing, that's astonishing.
Yeah.
Absolutely astonishing. I wanted to touch briefly on Quebec City. It came up in the news a little while ago about Quebec City now has an arena that's 3 years old, 4 years old,
mm-hmm.
and they still don't have a franchise. And I wanted to go back in history just a little bit. And I think that there's a reason why they don't have a franchise. Because in 2013, if memory serves me correctly, George Gillette, the then owner of the Montreal Canadiens, put the team up for sale. And there were two people who were competing to buy it. The Molsons, who previously owned the team, and Pierre-Carl Paladeau, the head of Quebecors, former head of the PQ, etc., etc. PKP lost. The Molsons won and bought the team.
Former head of PQ?
Yeah, he was the leader of the PQ for a while. He lost the last election.
Really?
Yeah.
The separatist group?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's
Sovereigntist group, sorry.
Separatist.
Sovereigntist.
Separatist. Sorry. Separatist. I'm a staunch Canadian with a Quebec birth certificate. Separatist. They're separatists.
Totally separatist.
Traitors. Anywho. And when the Molsons, I can't find the exact quote, but I found several references to it, so I can't tell you what the quote is. But when the Molsons were announced as the winner in the bidding process to buy the team back, apparently, Paladeau came out with something along the lines of, well, how well is this team going to do with an Anglophone in charge?
Oh, whatever.
Well, no, that's not going to sit well with the NHL. If you're going to shoot off your mouth saying stupid crap like that.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You're not going to endear yourself to the rest of the NHL as somebody who's not a complete idiot and a hothead and not somebody they really want to admit into their cadre of owners.
Kind of like the Jim Balsillie move?
Yeah.
Jim Balsillie tried to bully his way into buying the franchise, which doesn't work.
Well, but of a similar nature. Yeah, that's not a bad comparison. So there are probably a lot of reasons why Quebec City doesn't have a team yet. But I'm guessing that that's one of them. That they're looking at him going, yeah, we don't really want you here. And it's our club and we decide who gets in it. And you're not. Period. And Quebecor has already bought the naming rights to the arena. And they want to be the people who own the team when it's there. So they may be a while. I mean, that's just purely a guess on my part. But it may be a while before there's a team there. Unless something goes really, really badly with another franchise that desperately and suddenly needs to move.
Like if some owner was borrowing from the trust that owns the team. Borrowed from his family trust and didn't make his payments back to the trust.
Yeah.
Carolina.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Carolina or
he's in trouble too, but you still have Seattle to take care of.
Exactly. And Seattle has already brought a proposal out to revamp the old arena.
Yeah. And I love Seattle.
It's a nice Seattle's proposal.
A great city.
And it's a building that technically already exists. Because it's the old arena where the basketball team used to play before they moved to their new one and then left town.
Yeah.
I think I've got that right. It's the old one where they're...
TJ can tell us more about that.
Where they're, it's where their junior team plays, I think.
Thunderbird?
The key arena. Seattle Thunder. No, it's not Thunder.
Sonic.
Portland Winterhawks.
No, Portland's in Oregon.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Seattle. Anyways, can't remember. But
let me look at that up on my really crappy internet.
Anyways, I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, okay, that could be a reason why there's been absolutely no discussion about Quebec City. Like none.
Thunderbirds.
There you go. That's their WHL team or the AHL team?
Major Junior.
Okay, so there you go. WHL. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
It's a short show, man.
I'm sure people can talk about it if they like.
No, that's it. Because also with that, remind me back in the day, because Montreal was the nationalist team and the Nordiques kind of fell more towards the separatists.
Well, that would fall along regional lines more than anything. I mean, Quebec City was
Montreal is business.
Fervently federalist, and Quebec City was fervently separatist. Yeah. Well, Quebec City and all points east. But yeah. I mean, that kind of fell into that. So I was just thinking about it, and I throw it out there. People can feel free to shoot holes in it. I don't care. But I was thinking that that arena, it's beautiful.
It's an interesting take, yeah.
Everybody who's seen it said it's a beautiful arena, but there's been zero talk about it. Zero. Now, Vegas is brand new, and maybe PKP doesn't want to fork over a half bill to buy a new franchise, but with Seattle and who knows where else might be getting one. How about Houston? Fifth biggest metropolitan area in North America. They don't have a hockey team. Possibly. Well, they've had the AHL for a while. Let's go.
Kansas City.
I think it's still far from Dallas, but. And Houston also just got decimated too, didn't they?
Yeah, they got hit by this little thing called a hurricane.
Yeah.
True. But they have, I don't know. I don't know what kind of arena they have there now, so no idea. Do you want to do a little question period about Carlson versus Stamkos?
Oh, forget that one.
Oh, yeah, another one?
No, there was another one came in.
Oh, while you're looking that up, I had another thing I was thinking about the other day, and this one may be a little more controversial, so listen. I will put forward that Daniel Alfonson will never be an executive with the Ottawa Senators because star players do not become successful executives with the team they played for. To wit, I simply look at Tampa Bay and Toronto.
In Boston.
Yeah, well, you can argue whether Cam Neely is a successful executive or not.
He's a figurehead.
He's a figurehead who causes trouble.
Yeah.
But Steve Yzerman and Toronto?
Shanahan.
Neither of them played for these teams. But they're doing very well having moved away from the market where they played after spending some time with that team to learn about what it's like. So I put it forward that Daniel Alfredson may become a successful executive at some point if he wishes to, but it will not be here.
I said it after he came back. I think I even said it after he left to Detroit as a player. You can't put Daniel Alfredson in a position that he has to get fired.
Well, not here, no.
Yeah.
No, I agree. But I think he could do it if he wants to, but it won't be here. And I think there's a lot of fan base who will be going, no, it has to be here. No, it can't be here.
Instead, we put him in a position where he chose to leave. What's worse?
Well, it worked then. You are tired.
It's true.
Wow. Now, do you have a question, period question?
Liam McGinty.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I don't remember what it was.
Suggested resolution for debate.
Oh, here. I should probably read it off. So we're going to the question period now?
Sure, why not?
All right. So Liam McGinty sent in this for question period. Be it resolved that Pierre Dorion has, through his actions and inactions, on the whole, caused more harm than good to the team. So has Pierre Dorion caused more harm or more good to the team through his actions and inactions? Who wants to take the...
Canadian flag is four, unless you want to take it. Sorry.
Canadian flag
is four.
Okay.
For him being good.
Yeah. And I'm supposed to call it in the air?
We're flipping a coaster.
It's going to go to the ground?
Yeah.
Okay. Heads. Which is four.
Going down the stairs.
Heads.
So I have to debate this four. Well, I better get this list up in a hurry then. Hang on.
I thought you were supposed to prepare for these.
Yeah.
I also like how the cold spring just rolled out of the room.
Yeah. It's a visual thing.
Oh, it's going down the stairs. This is turning into Jumanji, isn't it?
So I have to argue this four. Well, this shouldn't be too hard.
Do you want some study music?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a few minutes, actually. Now, when did he become GM?
Last season.
What was it before last season?
No.
So it would be...
just last year. He started off with the Zibanejad trade.
The Zibanejad trade was the first one. All right. I got to scroll up to find that one. There we go. So there's been one, two,
three, four. Wow, your points are really weak. You have to look up that hard.
I hadn't really thought about this, to be honest. All right. So Zibanejad trade. So... Zibanejad for Brassard, Condon for a fifth, Wingles for people we didn't want, Burrows for Dahlin, Stallberg for a third, Lazar for Joki Paakka, and somebody I don't know.
Formington.
Well, you signed?
No, that's a pick for Formington.
Which one?
Curtis Lazar and Mike Koska.
Oh, that's right. Curtis Lazar and Mike Koska for Joki Paakka and
totally
the Formington.
I'm burying myself right now.
Well, I don't think we have to argue this one back and forth. I think it's just a question.
No, yeah, just...
I think we should just have a discussion about it overall. I don't think it needs to be argued back and forth.
Right.
Well, that's the whole part of Senate debate.
Don't forget inactions.
A lot of time the opposition just debates for the sake of debating.
Exactly.
Essentially what
I would say is. He's done very well as a GM since then. If you look at the trades that he's made... I mean, this trade now, the caveat, and I'll bury myself back. How about that? Fair enough. He was the one who decided not to protect Mark Methot. So there's a point back for you. But I mean, all the trades that I think that he's made overall, I think have been useful to this team.
I can't believe you actually agreed to that.
Agreed to what?
To not protecting Mark Methot was an error. Or you should have done something else.
No, I don't think... I don't know if it was an error. I still don't know if it was an error. I think it's a loss to this team, but I'm still not sure if it's
an error. You just gave him a negative on it.
I would say it's a negative because I would have liked to have seen him here, but I think that there were business considerations that made it necessary. From a hockey-playing point of view, I think it's unfortunate, but from a business point of view, it may in fact be necessary simply for dollars. But it's certainly not the most popular thing he's done. I don't know if it's a mistake yet. I honestly don't. I've gone back and forth on it a couple of times, and I'm still not sure whether it was a mistake or it was a necessary evil. It wasn't a popular move. I don't really like it because I would like to have Mark Methot here, but I think there must have been a reason that we still maybe don't know or don't see or don't understand or whatever, or maybe it was a bad move. I honestly don't know. But it's certainly a point that people have not been fond of. But when you look at the rest of the list...
That's it overall, yeah.
Yeah, when you look at the rest of the list, I can't see too many things that people would say, oh my God, that was a bad one. Zibanejad for Bessard, at least right now it's a wash, and it may mean that we're not tied into a really long contract for Zibanejad, which will give us a space in 2 years if we still have Turris long-term. Bressard, we may keep or may not. It may make JGP expendable if we want to bring in Colin White or Logan Brown or somebody else who's ready to be a third or a second line center. Mike Condon for a fifth? Star move. I don't think anybody can argue that one. Wingles for Stortini and Robinson? Meh. Fine. Alex Burrows for Jonathan Dolan? I'm not fond of that one particularly. I think it may come around, but I'm not super fond of it.
I'm going to poke holes that you'll bury me. No, that's why.
But Curtis Lazar and Mike Koska for Yokepaka and the pick that became Formanton. That's looking pretty good so far. Because Curtis Lazar's not. So overall, I'd say he's done a pretty good job so far. I mean, basically every trade in the NHL, you've got a 51-49. You don't hit a home run in every one of them. I think overall his record looks pretty good. I'll stop talking.
Last summer, he didn't believe in his team, said they weren't a cup contender, and refused to sign Steven Stamkos, which would have scored the overtime goal in Game 7. Decision.
Except Steven Stamkos didn't sign anywhere but at home.
That's my one and only argument. He didn't believe in his team.
He did not believe in his team.
Nope.
Be a cup contender.
They're not a cup contender. And they were.
That's it? Wow. Well, I guess, you know, you've won the argument, Cardinal, but...
Okay, good. Okay. Holes to poke.
I kind of feel like you...
There are a few. I mean...
Holes to poke. For the Wingles trade, you got a roster player for two non-roster players.
Oh, yeah. Which one, what was that again?
Stortini and Robinson. Stortini was a crap contract.
Yeah, which we got rid of with a year left on it, no less. And we weren't going to be... He wasn't going to be coming up here. He was a resource for down in Binghamton at the time. And Robinson, we weren't going to re-sign anyway.
Alex Burrows, I totally agree. Again, like what I pointed out and what Burrows said in the summer, Ottawa's a very disciplined team. He can't play his game.
So who?
For Alex Burrows, Ottawa is such a disciplined team, as I pointed out with how many guys don't have penalty minutes.
Right.
We're totally going to get eight freaking calls tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah.
Because of that. But
some NHL ref is listening to this.
He doesn't want to take those dumb penalties just to get under the guy's skin. He's not risking it. Jonathan Dolan is back in Sweden.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I don't know all these other guys. Who the hell is Brandon Gormley?
That was a trade to just get him off the books from the AHL, I believe.
Okay.
It was a trade for future considerations. Here, take this. They were looking for contract space, I think.
What about his failure to get a top six forward and just banking on Clark MacArthur?
What are you going
to
give?
Well, is 29 other GMs in this league?
There's no trades to be made. No one's moved.
Yeah,
and maybe Jordan Eberle, but that would have
asking too much, right?
Oh, I mean, we keep hearing rumors about what the asking price for Matt Duchene is, and it's usually Shabbat plus plus. So
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Not happening.
Joe Sakic's burying himself doing this,
exactly.
Because if that Hamonic trade was real, goodbye.
What was the rumor?
Hamonic
from the Islanders, Travis Hamonic, who is
very good,
by far superior to any other defenseman that's been named. Plus.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like, go to hell.
Meanwhile, how's Colorado in the standings? Not good, I don't think.
No.
So
they're not much better. The only other thing that I would say is maybe you should have gone into the conversation with Eberle, who got traded by Edmonton.
For Larson.
No. Jordan Eberle.
Colorado has 12 points.
Taylor Hall.
Oh, what was the Eberle trade?
I don't know. It was like garbage.
Well, he may have been in it, but they may have
decided. So you could have moved another younger defenseman out to get Eberle and protect Mathons. That would be CC.
Yeah.
Hard to say. CC for Eberle at that point.
Not sure.
I'm extremely happy with how
Colorado's 18th in the league. Washington is 23rd.
It's fine.
What?
Give it time.
In actual points?
In like out of 30
in league standings. In
league standings.
Games played?
Holy smokes.
Games played?
For who?
Both of
Either
them?
Of them. Well, both, yeah.
Well, Washington's played 12 games and Colorado's played 11.
Wow, really?
What's Washington's record?
How many points does Colorado have?
12.
Okay, so they're still worse than us.
Washington is 11. Washington's 5-6-1, and Colorado's 6-5.
Metro.
Wow.
Metro.
It's a tough division, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I gotta start looking at the standings.
I honestly think Tampa and Florida have played each other like 4 times already.
Really?
Yeah, they're always playing each other. Makes no sense. But,
that's scary.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
We had,
Shows you the week that we've been, because this has been us searching the internet all night.
Two other emails. Do you want to take a quick look at those?
Sure.
The first one's from Special Delivery. I'm going to read one this week because I didn't get to read any last time.
All
right. Hey, guys. First off, congrats to Canuck on his wedding. There you go, sir.
Thank you.
Secondly, it sounds like there were a lot of improvements to the arena this season. You mentioned the last podcast that the hot dogs were awful. I didn't try one, but you said that. If you can have any food at all...
You win because they're $6.
What? Oy, oy, oy. If you can have any food at all served at the CTC, what would you want to take back to your seat with you? Here in Winnipeg, for example, you can buy pierogies. And Winnipeg pierogies are top shelf. I used to have a source for them who, whenever she was visiting family, she would bring me back a kilo bag of them frozen. It was great. If you can have any food... at the CTC, what would you want it to be?
Was it that we had in Winnipeg? Was it fried chicken and Chinese food or something like that? Or chicken fingers and Chinese food? Where I almost died choking. You're like, no, I can hear you breathe. You're fine.
That was that was at the restaurant. That was at the theater.
Nice.
Or at the theater.
No, it's a cinema.
No, it's a theater because you go to watch the spectacle of the two teams.
Was that ever a spectacle?
Anyway, moving on. If you could have one food. This is a great question. I like this. Well, if you could have one food. I know what I think you're going to say.
Really?
Yep.
What do you think I'm going to say?
No, go ahead.
It's not.
No?
It's not.
What came to mind was margaritas.
Oh, I like your thinking. No, that's not what I was expecting you to say.
That'd be kind of nice, eh? That would be kind of nice.
If there could be a good one, I'd be fine with that.
Well, maybe we'll find out on March 2nd.
I was expecting you to say a Halifax Donair.
Oh,
that's a good choice.
A shawarma or a Donair?
I ran out of legs to wipe my hands on.
I'd be all over that.
A Haligonian Donair.
Yeah. Something like that. I think that'd be really good. That'd be my pick. That's why I was expecting you to say that too.
Chicken wings? I think we're lacking wings.
Chicken wings would be good. Again, it's all saucy, right? And you don't want to get that on your jersey.
Yeah, but you don't have to get sauce. Like, you can get the dry.
Actually, if you can get... many years ago, we used to... A bunch of friends and I would go to the Duke of Somerset.
Do you guys want to go for wings? I didn't have dinner yet.
Sure.
Maybe. We'll see. We used to go to the Duke of Somerset, which is unfortunately now closed. But
is it?
It's been closed for a decade.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other one. Sorry.
But we knew all the staff. And on wing night, if it wasn't too busy.
Okay.
There you go. We would order what was called waiter wings. And this is the kind of wings the staff would have when it wasn't too busy. So they would take your wings, deep fry them, toss them in sauce, and bake them.
Hmm.
So they were saucy and crispy at the same time. So they took about half an hour when you ordered them. Right. But they were the greatest wings ever. Now, you couldn't mass produce those for a crowd of 15,000 people without, you know, a conveyor belt pizza oven. Yeah. But, and you'd only be making one flavor unless you put them in little rows on the little track that goes through the pizza oven. But those would be good. I'd be all over that.
Now, one thing, and I know they had this at San Jose and I didn't get it, but it's personalized pizzas. Ooh. So not just a pizza slice, but it's just a mini pizza. Like the hot and ready's.
That might be interesting. Might.
Especially in like cold February day or something like that.
If you can have but you have to have an actual oven sitting there. You couldn't be making them somewhere and then running them out to the
spot. They did it in San Jose.
Yeah. No, that's enough.
They ran out after the first, but they did them in San Jose.
More Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, there's only two of them.
You want coffee? Oh, God. What do we do?
They sell a lot of
coffee. Man, they're slow. Yeah.
Yeah. They need to take a lesson. I think the Canadian Tire Center, Tim Hortons. There you go. Okay. There's the one. They need to take a lesson from the most efficient Tim Hortons in the city, I firmly believe, is the one on Laurier, across from L'Esplanade Laurier. Because they have 7 cash registers, and they have about 14 people behind the cash registers.
Bank Laurier?
Bank and Laurier.
Okay, yeah.
I yeah, know. But on Laurier. So across, sort of, between Bank and O'Connor, on Laurier.
On Laurier.
In the Bank of Montreal building.
Oh, it's inside the, I don't know.
Ground floor. Yeah. Because they have 7 cashiers, and they probably have 14 people behind them, so they have one person only ever taking money. That's all they do, and they each of them have probably 2 people behind them, making coffee or whatever needs to be done.
I've seen some very efficient Tim Hortons.
The line, it's almost like you're walking in the line. The line never stops because it's just one, next. It's amazing. Why can't they make more of them like this one?
Well, it's like the one in Carling in the morning, right? Or the drive-through, and it just lines up into the street. It's the most terrifying thing.
Yeah, that sounds.
It's like, guys, move on. This is not worth it.
That sounds like a good idea. So that was a great question. I like that.
Well, what are your answers?
I would say mine was going to be shawarma.
That's a good one. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the pizzas. I love wings, but then you just have so much stuff.
You'll have a bit of a mess afterwards, but man, it'd be good.
I do need better food.
Anybody want to read the second email from Steven?
So what the hell does a team care? Because I went through my credit card history for last year. I spent over $1,600 of concessions last year.
Well, I know
you're, gif of me throwing money out the window.
I was going to say, I know you're big on your Coke Zero and a hot dog every time.
Jesus. Well, the diabetes kind of killed that. Yeah. Stephen Gower?
Stephen Gower from October 25th.
So what do you say? No.
You want me to read this one too?
You can if you want. This is like 2 paragraphs. Just wanted to let you know that I enjoyed question period while listening to your show last Saturday. Helped me on the drive to Ottawa. Got the question period around Sturgeon Falls. Good idea for the segment. Thank you.
We try.
And she ripped that off of a wrestling podcast. I don't really have anything to add other than ask your thoughts of what? What seems to be the general fandom's claims that Boucher obviously wasn't interested in using Logan Brown. Was Brown really expected to play in the NHL all year? He'd have to be really good to get top 6 minutes, and I don't think I would place him above any of the current top 6 on the depth chart.
Meh.
He wasn't I just found around. It interesting that they sent him down at the same time that Turris got sick.
Well, they may not have known that Turris was getting sick at the moment.
Same day.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Oops. Well, I think it was probably a planned move that they were going to do anyway. So yeah.
It is what it is. We needed him when we did.
Yeah.
He was either good or invisible.
Yeah.
He needs to have good year.
And it's fine. And I think he's already starting to light it up down there too.
Good. He needs to have a light up here down there.
Yep. All for it. Yep. Did we have another one?
Nope.
I think that's it.
That was it.
Email the show.
Yeah, we can always use some more content.
This is probably your shortest episode.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, we'll keep moving then.
It's an hour and a half?
Yeah. Okay, well.
This is the shortest episode in a long time.
Exactly. We only have one segment left, and then it's going to be a week to come, or 10 days to come, or whatever it is.
Go for it.
You ready?
Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I'll start, because I have 2. And, of course, one of them has to do with driving, because that's what you seem to think that I have.
Glass half full, my ass.
Yeah. No, it happened to me twice in the past 10 days, which is why it really got on my radar for things that really grind my gears.
Does it involve driving?
It does. Yeah.
Oh.
It's people who drive with their dogs on their lap.
Oh, God.
You know, they have the little head out the window, but they're driving with their dog on their lap. Yeah, they need to be shot. Not the dogs, the drivers. They need to be shot in the knees.
Sense call does not have to be.
Not a large caliber weapon, just enough to sting them.
We're just going to get, like, just nailed with uttering threats.
Which is
Cardinal. You can find him at KARDINAL at downtown Ottawa.
Cardinal official.
Come find me. The other one that bugs me, and this was something I ran into earlier in this month when the weather was still absolutely beautiful, and in September especially, is people who dress for the calendar, not the weather.
So, says the guy that always wears shorts.
I'm not wearing shorts tonight. I thought you might notice that.
Because it's 2 degrees and we're getting frost.
No, I was wearing them earlier today.
Oh, Jesus.
And sandals. I was fine. But it gets colder at night. To be honest, I'd forgotten that we're not in the basement. And the basement was always cold. So that's the only reason I'm not wearing
them. Well, yeah, but that's because I had to turn off the furnace the furnace would make.
But that's, otherwise, I would have been wearing them. I was fine. Yeah. I was fine in them. But no, the people who were out wearing, you know, sweaters and so on when it was still 27 degrees because it was September and it's sweater weather. Or the people who are out in minus 15 degrees in January wearing, but I really like this jacket. Yeah, but it's a fall jacket or it's a spring jacket. Yeah, but I really like it. Well, that's why you're cold.
I think I did this
because you're an idiot.
I think I did this yesterday because, of course, the weather's changing now. And I bounce around all over the place during the day. So it's like I had my long coat in the morning, get to work, go to a meeting, leave, go to the next place, park, get out. My coat's freezing.
It's, oh no, you
left. Oh, my coat's at the other place. I was going back anyways, but it's going to be running now in a suit.
Yeah, that's always fun. Well, at least wool's a little bit warm. So that's what really grinds my gears this week. Yeah. Got one? Anything?
I've just been so happy lately.
You've been happy. Yeah, you've been in the world of Disney, so nothing. What grinds your gears?
My gears is when other people are happy. Yeah.
How do I eat 3 full meals a day for a week?
When Donald Trump steals your lines.
Yeah. I actually tweeted you about
do
that.
Do something! You jerk.
Okay, so there we go.
Well, I can only think of this just to give you some content.
You didn't have any travel woes?
Well, it's a travel woe.
Okay.
I booked the honeymoon flights months ago. Let's say 6 or 7 months ago. Aeroplan Rewards. Right?
Cool.
Yeah. Nice use of it.
Yeah, you can shit on them. I don't care.
Yep. That's right. Now, I've booked Aeroplan Reward flights before. And, you know, sometimes you get an email that says, you know, your change of itinerary, you know, your itinerary has been updated. And you look at it, it's like, oh, okay. Like, you know, they've modified the flights. You know, it's maybe like a 20-minute change in departure. Like,
you're leaving Wednesday.
No big deal, right?
Yep.
Well, you know, I booked it 6 months ago. I do remember getting an email about a change in itinerary. And I remember looking at it and it's like, those are the same times. So it must have just been like a 5-minute change again. Whatever. Looks good to me. This was on August 23rd. Sunday to Sunday was the expectation. Friday at Hollywood Studios in the park, and I get a notification on my phone. You can check into your flight now. I'm like, what? That's odd. That's no, we're not going on tomorrow. At 24 hours when that notification comes up, I look at it. Air Canada decided that they're no longer doing direct flight on Sunday, so they just automatically rebooked me to the one on Saturday. And I didn't catch it because it was the exact same time. You know, we're changing itinerary. I remember opening up the attachment. Like, nope, that's the same time. Yep, that's must have been just, you know, some whatever. So I remember getting those before, and you know, you always check them. Okay,
they shafted you on a day.
And I didn't pick up on it. If I picked up on it, I probably would have.
Hell no.
No, I just would have probably came back that day. But then you know, I proceeded to pay.
Were you able to get
it
fixed?
Well, I spent half an hour on the phone at the park with Aeroplan.
That's pretty good.
Ouch.
That's pretty good.
Should be 3 hours.
I had to pay, you know, $100 change fee per person, which I was fine with under the circumstances.
It's fine.
Wow, you got off easy.
You know, and I had like a bunch of other. I had to pay like the difference in points.
Okay, so it's 100 plus points.
100 plus whatever the point difference was, it turned out to be like about 30,000 points. Whoa. And I had 30,000 points that I wasn't sure how I was going to use them. So I'm like,
so fine.
That's Vegas, yeah, that's Vegas right there. And yeah, so it just.
No, so you have to come through Toronto or?
So no longer that actually was it direct. Is Vegas right now I came through Toronto.
Yeah, okay.
Which isn't the end of the world, but unless you're like a 5-hour layover.
So whatever.
Or 90 minutes. Don't ever try that.
Oh, well, granted, he's got Nexus, so it's easier with him. But yeah,
and it was an Air Canada Rouge flight.
Oh,
but you know what? It was fine.
Rouge is terrible.
I've heard this over, and I know they're terrible. I know they're worse, but I think this was a different plane or something because it was Rouge for sure. But the seat was better than I've had going to the Maritimes.
What kind of aircraft was it?
An airplane
232, whatever that is.
767.
It was fine.
Because that's when my parents fly down to Barbados and they said, well, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, did you
the
enjoy
food
your
was
TVs?
Awful, but
yeah. No, they didn't have that, but I had stuff on my phone. I knew this in advance, so.
Oh, Rouge is the worst.
It is, but anyway. So I
I'm
going
to have to check that. Make sure
that kind of grinded my gears at the moment, but it was fairly reasonably resolved quickly.
Oh, you're lucky.
It's just too bad because I purposely booked the directs because my travel partner is a newbie flyer.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, nervous.
AKA your wife.
Yeah.
Figured that out.
And, you know,
I was on this honeymoon
with somebody, you know. And, you know, it doubles the length of the trip and adds more, you know.
Getting home through Toronto is always, okay, so now my day is not ruined, but man, it makes a long day versus flying.
It turned out fine.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, it just, you know, what could take three now takes seven or eight.
So. Exactly. It just, it doubles the hassle. Fair enough.
So that was annoying, but hey, you know.
It turned out better than it could have.
Yep.
For sure. All right. Week to come. Let's go.
All right. So, well, who knows when we're going to be back with this, but whatever. Tomorrow, Thursday,
Red Wings
at home against the Red Wings, must win.
The Winged Wheel.
Saturday afternoon, Hockey Fights Cancer Night against Vegas. Then Sweden, Colorado, Friday and Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern time.
So if we're back next week, we're going to have a whopping two games to talk about.
Revert to the mean.
Or we wait 3 weeks and have four games to talk about.
So again, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? Could be a really short show too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh damn.
They won't be able to make transactions or anything either. There won't be any special call ups or anything else like that.
No, they'll just take everybody with them when they go.
Yep. And you can't make a trade.
Big plane.
Unless you trade for Duchene right there.
Between games. Between periods. Here's what.
Oh jeez. Back to back. Swap up Turris and Duchene.
Learn the system quickly.
Mid-game.
Yeah. Second and third. What's going on these benches? Yeah,
it's like, why are they just trading jerseys?
All right.
That could make her an interesting story.
That would be. Yeah. This church is just bawling the whole time.
It would mean
Shane's happy as hell.
It would mean not all the stories on the front page of TSN Hockey is about Austin Matthews.
Oh, I don't know about that.
How is Austin Matthews going to line up against Matt Duchene?
Austin Matthews reacts to the Swedish trade.
How would you react if this was you? Yeah,
exactly. Does Austin Matthews get enough attention?
I don't know.
That was awesome. I was like, no, you idiots.
Oh, I don't know. 138 articles on your main page?
Nah, not really.
All right. We're done? Okay. I'm getting the nod saying yes. All right. Quick housekeeping. Please email us at podcast@sensecollabs.com.
Please donate.
Please donate. Sure, always good for that. Please join in the fun in the forums. There's a few more people in the game threads. The more, the merrier. Even if it's a bad game, it's still entertaining. Especially if it's a bad game. It was rough, but it makes the rough points a little easier to take. Or you can call the waiver wire, which is brought to you by our friends at Versature at 1-844-SCU-6565. So schedule's gonna be a little wonky. So who knows when we'll be back. Kind of par for the course for this last couple of seasons. So we'll be back when we're back. On behalf of Pan and Canuck, I'm Cardinal. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.
I wonder if they'll meet the Swedish chef.
Let's go four wings.
But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And